You're listening to SBS News.
Teenager Ali Katinas is already a CEO after founding her first business at just 11 years old. Now the 17-year-old skincare range recycles coffee grounds, collected from a Sydney cafe. She says her body scrubs are made ethically and help vulnerable women in Australia.
I run an ethical social enterprise called Freedom Scrub. We make body scrubs with a slavery-free supply chain using recycled coffee grounds from the Freedom Hub, which is a charity based in Sydney. And for every scrub that we sell, we help support the rehabilitation of women rescued from human trafficking and modern-day slavery in Australia.
The Sydney-based Bugazoo Project is another business established by young entrepreneurs aiming at making the world a better place. It was launched 18 months ago by a group of friends who met at university. It sells Ugandan-grown coffee beans to Australian companies, with profits going back to projects in Uganda that aim to lift families out of poverty. Co-founder Monica Wang says profits have helped around 50 rural Ugandan women get microfinance.
We're partnered with a development organisation called Love Mercy. They're on the ground in Uganda that help lift women out of poverty. So with every 6 kilograms of coffee that we supply, we're able to actually put one woman through their Sense for Seeds program, which is this adapted form of microfinance. And instead of giving them cash, they're given a bag of 30 kilogram seed to empower them through employment in agriculture. And then eventually they're able to return this 30 kilogram bag of seeds.
The Bugazoo Project also prides itself on being zero waste. Co-founder Brody Smith explains.
We actually collect the coffee grounds and close the loop on our, I guess, the life cycle of our coffee and distribute that back out to community gardens. And we're working on actually creating new, different products from this coffee ground, which is traditionally waste.
An increasing number of young people are starting values-based businesses, according to Selena Griffiths from the University of New South Wales Centre for Social Impact.
I think now we are seeing a whole bunch of really smart young people who can see big world problems, and rather than being activists, they become advocates and action-oriented entrepreneurs, so they provide a business-based solution to a problem rather than painting placards and demanding change.
Some of these up-and-coming changemakers aren't yet teenagers. Aidan Botos is 12 years old and has already designed an operating system. Companies have offered him scholarships and apprenticeships.
One company even said that we will take your operating system. I'm in the process of negotiating that right now, actually. It's really, really interesting. I've always wanted to be a CEO since I was 7. The earlier I can be a CEO, the better.
While a schoolboy eagerly awaits the day he turns 14 years and 9 months old so he can legally get a tax file number and start his own business, slightly older CEOs say they want to continue growing their businesses. Ali Katinas says she wants to take Freedom Scrubs international.
At the moment, we have a product range of just the body scrubs, so I would like to possibly expand that into other body care products. And then also I'm planning some other ventures to launch once I have finished school and have a little more time to execute those and see those ideas come to fruition. But I would really like to take the business international and just, yeah, continue to see where the path takes me.
Kira Jenkins, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.